We just go right into it and see if I will still be alive after this. Okay, so just to recap 1 Corinthians, we know that the Apostle Paul addresses the chaos during the worship service.
保罗使徒曾经之前讲过在崇拜里面有很多混乱。
And we know that the Apostle Paul points out the obvious limitations with tongues.
保罗也都讲给我们听，讲方言有很多限制。
And therefore he encourages the Corinthians to practice prophecy.
所以他劝勉哥林多教会里面的人是用先知讲道。
And the reason why he encourages prophecy is because it's intelligible.
因为他觉得先知讲道是好，是因为他可以令到人去建立。
And because it's intelligible, therefore it builds people up.
因为是很聪明的，是有教导的，所以可以令到建立所有的人。
And from chapters 11 to chapter 14, the Apostle Paul has always pushed for building up the church.
在第11章至14章，保罗都是同样想大家去建立的。
Because the obvious problem was that people was caring more about themselves than they were about others.
因为那时的问题是很多人都是去顾着自己，不是顾着其他人。
And sometimes you can use God's gifts and abuse it for yourself rather than be a blessing to others.
有时的恩赐，我们是用在自己度，而不是用在人家度。
And so in chapter 11, verse 17, it says, "But in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when you come together, it is not for better, but for the worse."
在哥林多前书11章17节讲到，我现今吩咐你们的话，不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是招损。
So because the Corinthians cannot come together and build each other up, therefore the Apostle Paul gives them certain guidelines and instructions on how to use these gifts.
因为哥林多教会里面那些人自己不可以行在一起去建立教会，所以保罗在这里是对他们有个劝勉。
So when the Corinthians come together, they are supposed to follow verses 27 to verse 36.
在哥林多教会里面的人来到的时候，保罗是给他们应该守在26节至30节。
And the purpose for these guidelines we see in verse 26 is let all things be done for building up.
而这个是最重要的，是在26节里面讲到，我们要建立教会。
And so with instructions, there's the incorrect way of doing things, and there's always the correct way of doing things.
这个教导是有告诉我们，有对和不对的方法去做事。
But a lot of guys, we don't like to follow instructions.
我们有很多人都是不喜欢去跟着怎样去做。
You give us an IKEA box, forget the instructions. Just put it together, easy.
我们去 IKEA 去买家私的时候，我们不会看那张纸怎样去讲，我们自己搞定它。
So the first incorrect way of using tongues in worship service is everyone speaking at one time.
在方言里面，我们做错了的事，很多时在哥林多教会里面的就是个个人都在一起讲嘢。
We know that speaking in tongues is a form of prayer.
方言我们大家都知道是一个祈祷来的。
And it's a language that is mysterious. Nobody knows what it is.
这个语言是没有人知道是。 是怎样的，是很神秘的。
And the only way anybody can understand it is if God gives the gift of interpretation.
只有有翻译的能力，天父给这个能力的时候，我们才会明白。
So Paul says, do not practice tongues this way. Do not allow everybody to speak at once.
所以保罗在这里就说，我们不可以给人，所有人一起讲话。
I teach a Sunday school class in English, grade 10 and 11.
我在主日学。 里面是10班至12班是教主日学的。
And some of you might have taught some of these kids.
可能其中你们有些人也都有曾经教过这班小朋友。
And you know the terror that they are.
大家都知道他们多恐怖。
And in Sunday school, everybody, all these kids are talking at one time.
在主日学里面，他们全部一起讲话。
There's no order, it's chaos.
好混亂嘅，冇秩序嘅。
So for 30 minutes, I just let them go crazy.
喺三十分鐘裏邊，我由佢講。
They're talking and yelling and
佢哋會傾偈，佢哋會大家對大家講嘢。
Ten conversations going at one time.
十個人一齊講嘢。
I sit next to someone. I'm trying to talk to them. I have no idea what they're saying because I can't hear.
我坐喺佢隔離，想同佢哋講嘢，我但都唔知佢哋講乜嘢。
And that's trying to teach Sunday school, and how difficult that is if everybody is talking.
呢個係喺主日學嘅困難，當所有人係一齊講嘢嘅時候嘅困難。
And Sunday school is conducted in English.
主日學係用英文去講嘅喎。
And I know English.
我識講英文嘅喎。
And I have no idea what is being said.
但我唔知佢哋講乜喎。
It's because it's too much going on. It's chaotic.
係因為佢哋全部一齊講嘅時候係好大嘅混亂。
Nobody, you can't learn. There's no way.
你唔可以學習到任何嘢噶。
How much more when you have foreign languages that nobody knows what's talking about?
當如果呢個係你唔識嘅語言嘅時候，將會係幾咁更加嘅困難。
Like imagine if Amina's not even here. Like you guys wouldn't know what I'm saying.
如果 Amina 唔喺度嘅時候，大家都唔知我講乜嘢啦。
But since you guys are so nice, you'll smile and you'll nod your head and you try to stay awake.
但是因为你们很好这样你们继续会微笑啦会点头啦会尝试去告诉我 你明白我说什么。
But for obvious reasons, we need interpretation.
所以其实是应该要有传译的。
In the same way, when you conduct service and if tongues are being used, there should be interpretation.
所以有方言的、主日里面呢是更加需要有传译的。
So Paul also says the correct way of using is to have it one at a time.
所以保罗讲要讲方言嘅话咧，每逐个每一个讲。
But you cannot do more than three. You cannot have more than three.
唔可以有多过三个讲方言嘅人。
And lastly, and I think this is a good practice.
最后我谂呢个系一个好好嘅方法去做。
Keep if you cannot practice tongues in the proper way, you have to keep silent and speak to himself and to God if there is no interpretation.
如果你识讲方言但系冇翻译嘅时候，你应该唔好喺会众里边讲嘢，自己同神有一个祈祷嘅时候。
If you know that there's not going to be interpretation, by keeping silent, you are exercising tongues in the correct way.
如果你有方言嘅恩赐，但系冇翻译嘅时候，你唔去喺会众里边讲嘅时候，呢个系正确嘅方法。
And we know that this is one of the problems in the Corinthian church.
这个是在哥林多教会里面其中一个问题。
Nobody wants to be quiet.
个个人都想吵，个个人没人想不吵。
Because people want to be heard. People want people to know, oh, so-and-so is this person. He's able to speak in tongues.
因为个个人都想讲嘢，个人都想讲俾其他人听佢自己嘅感受，个个人想话俾人听我识讲方言。
So by the Apostle Paul saying,Be silent and do not speak. It is a challenge to discipline yourself to put aside yourself for the sake of others.
所以保罗咁样教训嘅时候，系其实系一个系好难嘅根据嘅任务俾我哋，系我哋要自己唔讲嘢，去将自己倒空，系去令到呢一件事系可以去被神喜悦嘅。
And like tongues, Paul gives guidelines on how to use prophecy in the worship service.
保罗亦都喺讲先知讲道里边有俾我哋嘅教导。
And as I was studying this, I noticed that verse 29 to verse 32, there's a interchangeable use of to speak and to prophesy.
喺廿九节至到三十二节里边，我睇到系先知讲道同埋去讲是去顺服先知讲到的是有两个方法的。
So the Apostle Paul tells the congregation, allow or let two or three prophets speak.
保罗就说了有先知讲到的时候两个或者三个人讲已经够。
Now the word speak here is defined as to express oneself.
一个讲到的者是即是说是可以将他自己的理念是讲出来。
Now, this is the same word to speak that he uses later on to say that women are not permitted to speak.
这个字是在之后里面讲妇人是不可以讲的时候是同一个字来的。
Now, And then in verse 31, it says, For you can all prophesy one by one.
在31节讲到，你们可以一个一个作先知讲道。
So here I think, if you're a prophet, your natural thing to do is to prophesy.
所以如果你是一个先知的时候，你是应该是先知讲道啦。
Well, what does it mean to prophesy?
那什么叫做先知讲道呢？
The definition is to speak the revealed or the divine word of God.
这个呢就是要去显明神的话语。
So in today's time, when we speak of prophecy, we speak of someone saying the words of God.
所以在现今的社会里面，我们讲先知讲道的时候，即是其实是讲，是讲神的话语。
So as a prophet, your natural thing to do is you speak God's word.
所以在一个先知的时候呢，你就讲神的话语咯。
And here the Apostle Paul says in 31, for you all can prophesy one by one.
而在保罗在31节里面讲，你们每一个都可以去先知讲道。
So I think this idea of speaking and prophesying is being used interchangeably.
所以是就这样是讲道或者是先知讲道是可以。
And I'll explain why that's relevant later on when we get to the passage with the woman part.
这个重要性我一会儿会跟你们讲。
So going back, so the Apostle Paul gives guidelines as to the incorrect way of using prophecy and the correct ways.
保罗是告诉我们听先知讲道也都有对和不对的方法。
One incorrect way of using prophecy is to have the prophets compete or allow the prophets to compete for the congregation's attention.
其中一个不对的方法就是所有的先知一起去争取会众的注意。
So not only were these people in Corinth having problems with just trying to master the tongues, but they're also wanting people's adoration and love.
当他们是想争取有先知讲道的能力的时候，他们同时间也都想争取其他会众的注意。
And so because of that, when they come together to worship, all these people are trying to outdo one another so that the congregation would be like, wow, look at that person.
所以他们每一个人来到的时候，他们都想比其他的人叻啲，做得好啲，等所有嘅会众都系对于佢系特别注意。
So the Apostle Paul says to them, the incorrect way of using prophecy is to use it in a way that competes against one another.
所以保罗喺度讲俾我哋听，唔啱嘅方法就系大家一齐讲嘅时候，系争取大家嘅注意。
And in verse 30, the Apostle Paul says, If a revelation is made to another sitting there, let the first be silenced.
在30节里面讲，若旁边坐着的得了启示，那先说话的就当闭口不言。
So if you're the one prophesying and somebody else wants to prophesy, and by not shutting up, you are exercising prophecy incorrectly.
所以如果当你先知讲道的时候，隔离又有个人想先知讲道的时候，你继续去讲嘢嘅时候咧，你就做得唔啱啦。
So by not being silent and allowing others to speak, you are not exercising prophecy correctly in a worship service.
所以喺讲道嘅主日讲道里边，如果你系先知讲道，其他人又系同样嘅时候，你继续去讲咧，系做得唔啱嘅。
And there are some correct ways.
但系有啲做得啱嘅方法噶。
We see that it's like tongues should be one by one.
好似讲方言咁样，我哋要逐个嚟。
And whoever is the one that's speaking and somebody else wants to speak, you are supposed to be quiet.
如果两个人同时讲先知讲道嘅时候，你咧就应该唔好讲嘢啦。
And we see that the Apostle Paul also says, and let the others weigh what is said.
咁咧就要保罗亦都喺度讲话，等我哋第二个去睇下讲咗嘅先知讲道讲咗啲乜嘢。
And in verse 32, and the spirits of the prophets are subject to prophets.
在32节里面，先知的灵原是顺服先知的。
So we see that another proper way of using prophecy is put on the responsibility of the congregation.
所以另外一个方法是利用先知讲道是做得好的呢，是给会众有一个去监察的作用。
Others, meaning the congregation, other Christians, are supposed to weigh in, supposed to make sure whatever is said of the word of God ought to be correct.
其他人或者会众在这里可以做到的呢，就可以监察讲先知讲到的人是不是有讲到是神的话语，在圣经里面讲的话语。
You're supposed to test it.
你们是要去试验的、哦。
Now, if I happen to be wrong,
如果我讲得不对，
it might be because of the interpretation.
可能 Amina 讲得不对。
Just kidding. Just kidding.
讲少的而已。
I'll give you an example of how this looks like.
我俾一个例子你系睇下俾下睇下系点样嘅。
I went to school in Massachusetts.
我喺 Massachusetts 里边翻学。
So I can go to seminary, study Bible and theology.
我喺嗰度学神学。
And so everybody there really smart.
嗰度个个都好叻嘅。
Knows a lot about the Bible.
个个都好认识呢、这个。圣经的。
I pretend to know about the Bible.
我又扮我好识圣经。
I have two really good friends. His name is, oh, sorry. One is David and one is Brooks.
我有个好，有两个好的朋友，一个叫 David， 一个叫 Brooks.
Now, we all served in the same church.
我们在同一个教会里面侍奉的。
But I was leading a Bible study group.
但是呢，我是在里面，有查经的领袖的方面服侍的。
So of course I brought my friends David and Brooks with me.
咁所以咧，我带埋 David 同埋 Brooks 同埋我一齐咯。
Yeah, strength my numbers, right?
可以加强我嘅能力。
So in the Bible study, there's about 5 or 6 normal, regular church-going people.
喺圣经里边嗰度，通常喺嗰度里边咧，应该有5至6个通常系去教会嘅人嘅。
Now I say normal because my friends are not normal.
我觉得他们是正常，因为我的朋友不是正常。
David is probably the smartest guy I have ever met.
David 是我认识之中最厉害的一个人。
He knows so much information, so much useless information.
他认识一些很无谓的资讯。
That I wonder, like, how are we even friends?
我就想，为什么我们会是朋友的？
I mean, he'll just tell you random stuff, like, how, I don't know,This microphone was made.
他们会讲一些很无厘拉加的东西，会讲一些为什么，譬如个麦怎样制造出来的呢？
Nobody wants to know.
没人想知道的。
So when he preaches,
他讲到的时候呢，
David just talks over everybody.
David 呢，就个个讲到人人都不知道他讲什么
的。I mean, he's using Masoretic text in his sermons.
他用这些很困难的言语是没人会明白的。
I don't even know what the Masoretic text is.
我都不明白他讲的什么。
So obviously the congregation doesn't know what it is.
当然会众更加不会明白啦。
Now my friend Dave, Brooks.
另外一个朋友 Brooks.
He's very competitive.
他呢很有竞争力的。
He wants to challenge everything.
他经常要 去挑战其他人的。
I mean, if you eat with him, it's like a race.
如果你跟他吃东西好像竞赛咁嘅。
You know, when you sometimes like I feel like if we're praying, it's a competition.
有阵时我同佢一齐祈祷，亦都好似一个竞赛咁样嘅。
And so he always wants the last word.
佢永远都系要最后一个讲嘢嘅。
And between us, I thought he would never get married.
我同你先咁讲，我觉得佢永远唔会结婚。
I mean, how can anybody marry him?
点解会有人会肯同佢结婚嘅咧？
But he got married.
但佢有结婚喎，结咗婚咯。
I had to go to his wedding last year to make sure she's real.
我上年一定要去佢婚礼，因为我真系想证明呢个女仔系真实嘅。
So anyway, so we're at Bible study.
咁我哋喺查经里边啦。
And I'm leading Bible study.
咁我领紧查经啦。
And of course, David has some kind of very interesting information he wants to share.
咁 David 梗系有好多佢想同人分享嘅资讯话俾其他人听啦。
Then of course, Brooks.Doesn't agree with what is said, or he doesn't agree with what I said, and then he starts bringing other ideas.
咁啊 ，Brooks 又唔同意阿 David 讲嘅嘢，亦都唔同意我讲嘅嘢，佢自己又想讲佢自己嘅嘢。
So then for 45 minutes, the three of us just talk like going back and forth, like ah.
所以45分钟里边，我哋三个咧就净系我哋三个讲嘢。Okay, R.
Yeah. So, at the end of Bible study, I look around, and everybody is like clueless.
在查经之后，我周围望，其他人个个都觉得咩事啊？咩事发生呢？
I mean, it looks like they just wasted an hour of their life.
我睇都觉得佢哋已经好似嘥咗成个钟头嘅时间。
And you know what? I share this because even if you know a lot about the Bible,
我同你哋咁样讲呢个故仔，系想话俾你听，虽然你或者会好识呢个圣经。
And you just have so much good things you want to say.
但同埋你亦都有好多你觉得好好嘅嘢想分享。
But if you don't do it in an orderly way, it doesn't build people up.
但如果你做嘅时候冇程序嘅时候，乱咁嚟嘅时候咧，就唔会建立到人啦。
Sometimes I look back in the old days and I think, man, imagine if Brooks, David, and I, we were together.
我谂翻回想喺旧阵时嘅时候，我哋三个喺埋一齐嘅时候
，we exercise discipline.
我哋如果系到嗰阵时系有一个专心去做嘅时候。
If some of us, or like if David, Brooks, and I, if some of us are willing to just shut up and not say anything,
如果我哋其中一个肯唔去讲嘢
，I wonder how much we would have built people up.
可能到时嗰阵时会系建立到更多嘅人。
So even in the way we speak God's word, there needs to be order.
虽然我哋一齐系想讲神嘅话语，我哋要有秩序嘅，有程序去咁样去做。
And the purpose of having these guidelines so that people may grow in their faith.
有呢啲嘅秩序，其中嘅原因系俾我哋去令我哋嘅信心更加坚固。
And so, the third. So we get to the third guideline, and this is where it gets very complicated.
第三个指引系嚟到嘅时候，系好复杂嘅。
Now, okay. So, I had to use a lot of resources.
我要寻找好多资，我自己要好多资讯。
To sort of collect all the different interpretations.
我要系。之前我系做咗好多准备去搜集所有嘅资料。
And I know that not all of us will agree on this.
我亦都会知道大家唔会全部同我同意嘅。
And so, I will present to you all the different interpretations, and I will share with you what I think my opinion is.
咁我所以会话俾你听，我揾到嘅资料系啲乜嘢？咁我亦都话俾你听我自己嘅谂法。
Okay, remember earlier I said that.To speak and to prophesy is being used interchangeably.
记唔记得之前我同你讲过，普通嘅讲道同埋先知讲道系可以捞埋一齐嚟讲嘅咧
？Well, in the same way, that's why when people read this part where the women should keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but should be in submission, as the law says in verse 34.
所以喺第34节里边讲到，妇女在会中要闭口不言，像在圣徒的众教会一样，因为不准他们说话，他们总要顺服，正如律法所说的。
And so because the word to speak and to prophesy in the church service is closely related to the preaching and teaching of God's word, the apostle Paul or some people hold that women are not allowed to hold that position of preaching and teaching.
所以因为讲道同埋先知讲道系可以呢两个字系可以混埋一齐去做嘅时候，所以嗰阵时有啲人亦都讲到，咁妇女喺到当时里边系喺教会里边呢两个职责都唔应该去做。
And by doing this, you are exercising discipline and submission to the instructions of Paul.
而大家去咁样去做嘅时候，其实只不过系根据阿保罗所嘅指引去做啫。
Now it's just like how when Paul instructs those who speak in tongues and those who prophesy, if you can't do it right, don't do it. Just be quiet.
同头先保罗同先知讲道同埋去有讲方言嘅训练都系同一样。如果你做得唔好嘅时候，你就唔好去做啦。
So,This doesn't mean that women are not allowed to speak, period, in church. It just means that in the order of service.
所以喺呢度咁样讲，妇女唔可以喺教会里边讲道嘅时候，唔系真系话一句都唔可以讲嘢，而系你做得讲得唔好嘅时候咧，你喺讲台里边你就唔应该去做啦。
Because we know that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 2 to 16, the Apostle Paul encourages women to prophesy and to.And to you know minister to people with the word of God.
因为刚才我们读过在哥林多前书十一章里面，其实保罗是有叫过妇女是去讲道的。
But just not during the order of service.
只不過係喺教會呢個程序上邊去唔可以去做嘅啫。
So that's one view.
其中呢個係其中一個睇法。
The second view is, some people believe that verse 34 to 35 is actually added on later. Paul did not put this. Somebody else put that in there.
其中第二個講法就是呢兩章呢兩個章節第34節同埋35節係喺保羅講完之後先再加上去，唔係保羅去講嘅。
Now, if you take out, for example, if you take out verse 34 and 35,
咁如果你攞走咗三十四节同埋三十五节
，and you read that same passage and you read from verse 33, you skip to verse 36, the transition is very smooth。
咁你去读翻同一个章节嘅时候，你将三十读完三十三节，继续读落去三十六节嘅时候，你哋会发觉其实好顺嘅。
So there are some who hold that 34 and 35 was not added by Paul, but I mean not written by Paul, but added by somebody else.
所以有啲人就會覺得其實呢兩章兩個章節係後尾先加入去嘅。
And the third, a third view of this, which I think is the most ridiculous view, the most idiotic view, is Paul's true feelings about women finally comes out.
其實我覺得第三個咧係完全唔啱嘅，但係亦都要講俾大家聽，其他保羅有啲人覺得保羅最真嘅性情喺呢兩個章節度走咗出嚟啦。
This doesn't make sense at all because apparently they've never read Paul's letters.
我諗大家都覺得呢個係唔啱嘅，因為我諗講呢啲人嘢嘅人咧，佢哋冇睇過保羅其他嘅書信。
So the fourth possible view is,
第四個可能性。
Thanks. Because we know that 1 Corinthians is not actually the first letter written. It's not the first letter. So.Something was written to Paul, and Paul responded with 1 Corinthians.
因为哥林多前书唔系第一个书信保罗写嘅，咁所以咧有可能系有人写信俾保罗，而保罗喺哥林多前书里边作出嘅回应。
So, with that is when Paul responds to what he read, he assumes.That the audience knows what he's going to talk about.
所以当他回信的时候，他写个回复的时候，他当然觉得他讲的嘢，回信的时候读信嗰个人会明白他讲咩啦。
So the apostle Paul did not have to explain why he said it, but rather he just said it.
所以保罗唔会解释点解佢会写，佢就咁写出嚟，系作出嘅回应。
I mean that's fine, but the problem is we don't know what was said.
其实这样是可以的，但是这就代表了我们不明白了保罗其实写的原因。
So sometimes people would just say, oh, okay, then, you know, just, we don't know.
所以有些人就觉得、哎、不知道了。
And the last one,、which some will agree, some won't, but I think this might have something to do with it, but not for sure. I can't tell you for sure.
第五个可能性。我都唔觉得唔知道系真定假嘅，我亦都唔可以实际上话俾你听真定假。
In the first century, it was predominantly a Greco-Roman culture.
喺第一个世纪嘅时候，嗰阵时系罗马嘅嘅世界文化系。
And there are documents of how it's culturally a taboo if a married woman talks to another man.
嗰陣時喺嗰個文化裏邊咧，當一個女人結咗婚之後咧，係完全唔可以同一個另一個男人講嘢嘅。
There was an instance where a man was able to divorce his wife because she talked to another man。
嗰陣時可以，當一個男人發現咗佢個老婆同另一個男人講嘢，係可以同佢離婚嘅喎。
So by talking to another man, you commit a scandalous and shameful act.
在那段时来讲是一个绯闻来的，你不可以，一个结了婚的女人是不可以跟另一个男人讲话。
You shame both your husband and yourself.
你令到自己和你的老公都是蒙羞的。
Now this sort of makes sense because in verses 29 to 32, it deals with testing all the prophecies.
其实如果这样去看的时候，可能都有些准确性的，因为在29章29节至32节，是讲到 先知讲到系应该系点样去做。
So it's quite possible that, say, a man is giving a prophecy, but if you're a woman, you're supposed to test the prophecy, right? So you have to go up and ask the guy a question.
因为如果系先知讲到嘅时候，讲到嘅人系一个男性嘅时候，你做女性系一个会众，你就应该去查验，查验之后你就应该行上去问，去问嗰个讲者嘅问题。
And by asking a question, you are trying to learn more about what is said.
你行去上去问嘅时候，你其实系想清楚知道佢讲嗰啲咩啫。
But the problem is culturally, if you did that, you shame yourself and your husband.
但系喺嗰阵时嘅文化嚟讲，你咁样去做就会令到自己同埋你自己嘅先生去蒙羞。
And if there's anything we've learned from Paul from chapters 11 to 14, Paul is all about unity and order.
当我哋睇到保罗喺十一章至十四章嘅教导嘅时候，保罗恒常俾我哋睇到佢嘅教导系样样都要有次序嘅。
So if you're going to do something that is scandalous and shameful, you're causing disunity.
所以如果你去咁样去做嘅时候，令到大家有蒙羞嘅时候，令到整体就分化咗啦。
So it's better that a woman don't shame your husband and yourself, instead just.Be silent and go home and ask your husband.
所以喺呢个情况里边咧，妇女其实最好就唔好讲嘢，翻屋企先问佢自己先生嘅问题。
Because by asking your husband, you don't shame him.
因为你自己问你自己先生，你就唔会去令佢或者你自己蒙羞。
So I know that there is all the ones I gave you, not a single one of them is definitive.
我刚才讲俾你听，有五个不同的可能性，未唔系其中一个都系真实，就系100%系真实嘅。
Yeah. Thank you. I don't know what she said. So it's left for us to faithfully and study and learn, and be submissive to what we study.
所以我哋应该喺呢一方面，我哋要系去委身嘅，去研究究竟系应该系。圣经里面的教导是怎样呢?
So what I do know is that the context tells us to be mindful that we conduct ourselves and our service in an orderly way which does not bring confusion and shame.
所以我的感受在这里就是圣经的教导告诉我们在教会的主日崇拜里面或者在我们自己生活里面我们都有秩序的我们不可以令到会众或者是自己蒙羞或者是有混乱。
And this is important because the Apostle Paul gives his final push and he warns people.
这个点是很重要的，因为是保罗是最后一点是告诉会众听。
If you think you're wise, if you think you are powerful, if you think you're a prophet.
如果你是觉得你自己是有智慧的，如果你觉得是你应该是做先知的。
Then you must submit yourself.To the instructions of God.
你就一定要是去守神的话语。
Because if you can't submit yourself, then you will not be recognized.
你不可以委身的时候，你也都不会是被人去肯定的。
Why is it important that the church conduct themselves in a way that is orderly and that is good?
为什么我们在做一个教会是要有这样的程序？
Gordon Fee, he's a professor at Regent in Vancouver. He says, the character of one's deity is reflected in the character of one's worship.
Gordon Fee 是在维珍大学里面，我们在温哥华维珍大学里面的教授，他讲到我们每一个人的性格是在我们崇拜里面将上帝显明出来，牧师话嘅。
So take it up with him. So and this is true.
系，其实系真实嘅。
How we come together and worship God tells the people that come in, this is the God we worship.
我哋点样去崇拜，就可以俾其他新嚟嘅朋友系一个榜样。
If we're cold and we're confusing and we're loud and obnoxious and selfish, we're telling people this is the God that we worship.
如果我哋好冷漠或者好混乱。
So as I close, I came up with 6 ways our service can reflect the character of God.
所以我做总结嘅时候，我有六点要同大家分享嘅。
The first one, by having unity amongst each other and protecting against divisions.
第一点就系我哋咧要有团结，等我哋可以令到自己系有建立起嚟，唔可以可以去令到其他人唔可以侵略到我哋。
And divisions not just Chinese ministry and English ministry, but there's even divisions within Chinese ministries, I'm sure.
分裂唔系净系代表系中文部或者英文中文部同埋英文部嘅分裂，但系喺中文部里边都可能会有个分裂噶。
And it's important that we as a church protect against divisions.
我哋喺一个教会里边，我哋系唔应该去，我哋要去保护自己，唔会有咁嘅事发生。
And second, by being silent and listening in a humble way to others.
第二点，我哋要沉默地去听，要去有谦卑嘅去听其他人讲嘢。
And the third way, by the way we welcome people who come through those doors, regardless of how they look, how they think, and how broken they are.
我哋要谂下，我哋当人嚟到我哋教会里边新嘅朋友嚟嘅时候，我哋谂下，我哋就算系佢点样，佢个外表系点样嘅时候，或者佢谂啲咩嘅时候，我哋应该有咩态度去对待佢哋咧？
Number four, by faithfully and unashamedly preaching and teaching the message of Jesus Christ.
我哋应该有信心地嘅，系去唔去怕嘅，去将神嘅话语去宣讲，去话俾佢哋听。
By the way, we love and encourage one another through hugs, tears, laughter, smiles, prayers, and scripture.
我哋亦都系应该要系大家彼此系有相爱嘅，会有劝勉嘅，亦都我哋一齐会系同哭同笑。
And lastly, by explaining in a clear way our Christian faith.
我哋应该要好清楚地话俾其他人听我哋基督徒嘅信仰。
My challenge to you, church, is
我嘅挑战对你哋嘅系
God gives us spiritual gifts.
天父俾我哋有恩赐。
God gives us His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
天父亦都俾咗我哋佢唯一嘅儿子。
God gives us His Holy Spirit to give us power.
天父亦都俾咗有圣灵俾我哋有能力。
God gives us this body of Christ we call church.
天父亦都俾咗呢个教会俾我哋，系我哋嘅屋企。
And God gives us this message, and He says to go and be and bring the gospel, live out the gospel, and do this for me.
天父亦都俾咗呢个章节，呢、这个圣经里边嘅章节俾我哋去读完之后，要去做出嚟，要去话俾其他人听。
And that's why I think 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is the most important. We need to do this with love.
所以我觉得哥林多前书一章十三节系最重要嘅，做所有嘅嘢都系要因为有爱咁去做。
So my challenge is，
我嘅挑战系
，We need。To live out this mission and this ministry and this calling that God has given all of us.
我哋需要系活着，系神俾我哋嘅使命。
So let us use the things that God gives us to build one another up.
希望大家都系可以利用神俾大家嘅恩赐去服侍大家。
Let's close in prayer.
请祈祷。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
多谢天父你嘅话语。
We thank you for blessing us with gifts and your Holy Spirit.
多谢你俾我哋嘅恩典同埋所有嘅恩赐。
Help us as a church to use these to bless and build people up.
希望天父你帮助我哋利用所有嘅恩赐同埋恩典，系建立所有其他人。
May you forgive us of our sins.
求天父去赦免我哋嘅罪。
In Jesus' name，
奉主耶稣基督名字。
Amen。
祈求 Amen。
让我哋一齐嚟唱我哋嘅回应诗歌《以爱相连》。
再爱主圣徒， 赐恩爱相连，国土相传，同心合意，在地与同在天，在祖宝座面前，同心虔诚祈祷，同甘忧惧，同担安慰，同一盼望目标，彼此同当忧患，彼此同肩重担，彼此共受同情眼泪，彼此慰问劝勉。我们离别之时，内心难免依依，身虽远离，心依然契合，希望再会有期。
继续是我们以奉献来到敬拜神，我们请司事到台前。奉献是每一个属神的人向神一个感恩的行动和回应，愿意我们都是尽心尽性的来到学习。我们首先为到奉献来祷告。